Continue listening for more special English. First, a development report. Then the program, This is America. June is one of the most popular months for people to get married. We tell about different kinds of weddings in America. We like to hear from our listeners. Write to Special English, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA, or send an email to special@voa.gov.
This is Steve Ember with the VOA Special English Development Report. Providing medical care for people who live far from cities is a problem in many areas of the world. They are too far away to be served by the hospitals, doctors, and drugs of modern medicine. This is especially true of native people who live in small villages that are difficult to reach. In the past, each tribal village had its own medical experts who knew the local plants that had been used as medicines for years. These medicine men and women knew natural methods of treating diseases and injuries. In recent years, however, many of the native healers have died, and their knowledge has died with them. Efforts are being made in many areas to provide medical services to faraway tribal villages. One way to do this is to send teams of doctors and nurses at different times during the year to provide medical care. Yet, this does not provide any long-term health care. So, some organizations are training local people to improve the health of native groups who are far from modern medical centers. For example, an organization called the Medical Mission Sisters works with local people in 20 nations around the world. Anna Dengel began the group 75 years ago in Washington, D.C. Its goal is to provide medical care to the poor, especially women and children. The Roman Catholic religious workers are trained as doctors and nurses. Sister Isabel Harmon has been a medical mission sister for 50 years. Many of those years she spent in Africa, mainly in Ghana. For the past 8 years, she has lived in Oaxaca, Mexico. There, she works with the Health Promoters Training Program. It trains about 40 students at a time who come from villages in the mountains that surround the city of Oaxaca. The students are men and women who live in the villages. They are taught ways to prevent sickness caused by poor housing and a lack of pure water and a balanced diet. They also are taught traditional healing methods to treat common sicknesses. Then they go back to their villages to provide health care and to teach others what they have learned. Sister Isabel and the nurses and doctors she works with travel often to the villages to continue the training. Next week, we will tell more about this training. This VOA Special English Development Report was written by Marilyn Cristiano. This is Steve Ember.